Okay, hey, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Rav is still away. Menachem is on his way to a simcha, so I'll give the shiur for today and tomorrow. We'll begin on daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the first line, Rav Yehuda Omer. So the Mishnah said that if the husband is mader his wife to get hanah from him for 30 days, you have to be yamid parnas. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's not 30 days. He says, "B'Yisrael chodesh echad." For Yisrael, you can give her parents for 30 days and then you divorce her. And for a kohen, it's 2 months and then you divorce her. So the Gemara, so Tanakhama said a month, and Rabbi Yehuda says chodesh echad. Tanakhama says 30 days, and Rabbi Yehuda says chodesh echad. So the Gemara says, "Hainu Tanakhama." What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama? Both of them are telling us a month. So Amar Rabaye kohenes asalash meinen. Now Rabbi Yehuda is coming. He's not arguing with the Tanakhama. He's just coming to give us the next din that the Mishnah brought down. That for a kohenes, it's 2 months. We wait an extra month because we want to make sure that the Baal is really serious about his neder. Because if he divorces her, he can't bring her back. Rava says there is a difference. Chodesh mole v'chodesh chaser ikubinayo. The difference is if you have a full month or not full month, a month of 30 days, a month of 29 days. Rabbi Yehuda says chodesh echad. So chodesh echad implies whatever the month is, even if it's only 29 days. Whereas the Tanakhama said 30 days. It means 30 days no matter what. So the distinction between them is just the one extra day in a chodesh mole. Amarav, now comes a major machlokas, is how to interpret our Mishnah. Amarav, lo shanu ela b'mefarish. The whole din about waiting 30 days and then giving her the get is only b'mefarish. If he specifies that it's going to be a 30-day neder. Avos b'stam, right? If he just says, I'm not going to give you any mizonos b'stam, he doesn't give a time limit or a time amount to his neder. Avos b'stam, yotzi la'alter, according to Rav, he has to divorce her right away because there's no time in the neder. He has to divorce her right away. V'yitein ksuba, and he has to give her the ksuba. But B'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Afilu b'stam lo yotzi. Still, even if it's a stam, he has to wait the 30 days. Even if there's no, he's not mefarish the time of the neder. Afilu b'stam lo yotzi. Excuse me. Shema yimse pesach l'nidro. Because maybe within 30 days, he'll find a pesach. He'll find a way to be matir the neder, and we still wait 30 days, whether or not it's stam, whether or not it's b'mefarish. So the Gemara says, why does the Gemara have to bring the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel down here? We already had their machlokas in a different place. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hamadir is ishto mitash mishamita. If someone makes a neder that he's ossering himself, the way we learned there, he's ossering himself to have tash mishamita with his wife. And we learned over there why the reason he can do that, even though he has to. So we should look over there for that explanation. But Beishami Omer Shteisha Basos. Beishami says the neder can last for 2 weeks. After two weeks, he has to divorce her. Beisil Omer Shabbos Achas. 1 week. He only has 1 week to be matir the neder, and then he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. And over there again, Vamar Rab Machlokas Mefarish. Alav Bestam Yotzi La'alter. That's only if he's Mefarish. Exactly how long the neder is going to be? 2 weeks or 1 week? But if he says it, if it's Bestam, he doesn't give a time frame to the neder. He has to divorce her right away, but he takes ksuba and give her the ksuba. V'Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, "Afilu b'stam nami lo yotzi." Why? Shema yimso pesach l'nidro. Even in that instance, even by stam, you have 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai and 1 week according to Beis Hillel. So the question is, the Gemara is, why do I need to have the machlok? So Rav and Shmuel, both in the Mishnah beforehand and in the Mishnah over here. The Gemara says tricha. No, we need it in both instances. If we had the machlokas only over there, by the case where he makes the neder not to have tashmish with his wife, then only over there would we say, Mahika Amar Rav, only over there would we say, Rav, that he has to divorce her right away. Why? Mishum delo efshar b'parnes. Because there's no possibility of appointing a parnes. What's he doing? He's asking her b'tashmish amita. You can't have a surrogate for tashmish. Right? That's because they're still married. It's still an issur. Right, so you would say behika amarav mishum below efshar b'parnes aval baha, but over here in our gemara the efshar b'parnes, because you could have a higher b'parnes to support the wife for the 30-day time period. So maybe b'stam ema modi le l'shmuel, right? Maybe he'll be modi l'shmuel that you have 30 days. Ve'iit mo braha, and if you had the machlokas only over here, baha kamar shmuel mishum the efshar b'parnes. Maybe only here Shmuel says that you can you can wait the 30 days to try to find the Pesach for the Neder, because in this instance, you can appoint the Parnes. You can do something for the 30 day. While you're looking for a Heter, you can do something. You can support a Parnes. But over in the other case, where he's asking her B'tashmish, right? Ema Modulei L'Rav. Maybe he's Modulei L'Rav. Why? Because you can't appoint a Parnes in that situation. Ema Modulei L'Rav. So Tzricha, you need to have it in both instances. So what comes out from here is that if you have, the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is that If you announce the neder for 30 days, if you give the time limit of 30 days, they all agree, you wait for 30 days. Machlokas is, if you do it bestam, you don't give a time limit. So Rav says you divorce her right away, and Shmuel says you can still wait the 30 days because you want to give him time, maybe he can find a way to get out of the neder. So there's a machlokas, we show him, but what about the case where he makes the neder, but mefarish the time, but a time longer than 30 days. So what's the din? What's the din if he's mefarish and neder longer than 30 days? So it's a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. So the Rashba says that in that instance, bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, you have to be motzi her miyad. You have to divorce her right away because it's longer than 30 days. According to Rav, that makes perfect sense. According to Rav, you motzi miyad because he says the same way that when you're madir b'stam, you're choshesh that you're not going to have. Enough, you're not going to find anything to get rid of the neder. So too, if you're mefarish for a longer period of time, he's choshesh that you're not going to find the pesach for the neder within the 30 days, and therefore you have to motzi miyad. And even Shmuel is going to agree that you know it's possible that maybe within 30 days you'll find a neder, but more than 30 days, he says, is too long, and you have to divorce her right away because you're not going to wait the 30 days, and then what's the point? Just divorce her right away. But the Ritva says the opposite. He says that bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, that if you're madur your wife for a time period of more than 30 days, you have to wait to 30 days because maybe you'll find a pesach for the neder. So we have to explain Rav. So why does Rav say that? Rav usually says that if even stam, you have to divorce her right away. So the Ritva says that according to Rav, Rav is choshesh that you're not going to find a pesach for a neder when you're madur stam. But in this case, he can be mechalik because only when you're madur stam. Then the Baal was megala his das that I don't care. There's no time frame. I don't care. I'm mattering you. I'm giving you a neder, you know, forever. But here at least he gave a time period, so you can das in the Baal that he doesn't want this to last forever. So we'll give him the 30 days to find a way to get out of the neder. All right. That's machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. Okay. So can. Over there, the case of the Tashmish? What case? Our case is the case of where he says, he says, I'm not going to be mefarnes you for 30 days. Same as before. It's the same Mishnah we learned before.
No, the Mishnah wasn't talking about Tashmish.
No, the Mishnah was talking about the Mishnah on Samach Aleph. Right, but the Tashmish case is the Mishnah on Samach Aleph. That's the Mishnah Samach Aleph that they're quoting. So they're saying, and over there however we established the Mishnah over there, because the Gemara asks, how can you do that? Because you mechuyev to, so it's like it's Hanos Tashmishech Aser Alai or something like that. He can't aser her from having Tashmish. He has to aser himself from getting, or he's told it and something else. He does it in a way where he goes about that he can do it. Our Mishnah is talking just about the case of where he says that I'm not going to feed you for 30 days. But the other Mishnah they're talking about is the Mishnah on Samach Aleph. Okay. Weiter. Mar says, Tan, the Mishnah says, Ham adiers isto shelo titom echa mikol haperos yotzi v'yitein ksuba. So the Mishnah says, if the husband makes a net, we'll get to see in each individual case whether it's the husband making the neder to the wife, or it's the wife making the neder and the husband is being mekayim the neder. So what do we have here? Hamadir is ishto shelo titom echem yikol haperos. A neder is made where that the wife cannot eat a certain fruit, right? Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. So I saw on the Rishonim, what's the big deal? So she doesn't eat one fruit, what type of neder is? So they said that the neder is that if I eat, I madir you, that you're not allowed to eat this fruit, because if you eat this fruit, then I'll be asked to have tashmish with you or something like that. So that's why by eating the fruit it's a big deal, because otherwise you don't eat an apple. And why do you have to divorce her right away for not eating an apple? That's what was bothering me. I saw one of the Rishonim said that.
Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. You have to divorce her right away and give the ksuba. So bishlam ala Rav, this makes sense according to Rav, kan b'stam kan b'mefarish. Because the first part of the Mishnah gave us 30 days. So Rav will say, fine. The first part of the Mishnah where he was mefarish for 30 days, that's why you have 30 days. But in this part, it was b'stam. It was b'stam. That's why yotzi miyad, because he didn't give a time limit on the nether. So bishlam ala Rav, kan b'stam kan b'mefarish. El shmuel kasha. It's a kasha Shmuel. Shmuel before Shmuel says doesn't matter whether it's mefarish, whether it's stam, you still have the 30 days. So why in the first case of the Mishnah does he say you wait 30 days? But in this case the Mishnah, he doesn't say that you have to, and you have to divorce her. You have to divorce her right away. So hakavim ayeskinon. So what's the case of our Mishnah? The Mishnah over here, like we said before, kigon she nadre he, she makes the neder, the kayim law, and he is mekayim it, and he's mekayim the neder. Right, because the rule is that between with certain adarim, and we'll see the rules with certain adarim, that the husband has the right to be matu the nether of the wife within a day. If he hears the nether within a day that he hears the nether, he can say that now the nether is not chal, and that's the end of it. So in this case, she makes the nether, the kaimla, and he does not, he's mekayim the nether. So the kaimla iyu, v'ksaver Rav Meir, and assuming that the stam time of our mishnah is Rav Meir, v'ksaver Rav Meir, who knows in etzba bein shineh? It's because he doesn't matir the neder. It's as if it's his fault. He's putting the finger, he's sticking his finger in his mouth, right? So he's the one who's doing it, and therefore you have to give the ksuba right away, and the stam mishnah is like Rav Meir, right? V'ksaver Rav Meir, but the Gemara says. The Savar of Meir, who knows in Etzvah Ben Shineh, does Rav Meir really hold that it's his fault if he's not mati the neder within the day, he's the one who's sticking the finger between her teeth? Ba'atanya, we have a brisa that says, Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir. You have a woman who makes a neder that she's going to become a nazir. V'shama bala, and her husband heard it. V'lo heferla, and he's not mati the neder. He's not made for the neder. It's a big difference between mati and mefer. He's not made for the neder. Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he nasna Etzvah Ben Shineh. It's her fault. He nasna Etzvah Ben Shineh. L'fichach, therefore, imratza bal la hefer yefer. If the husband wants to be made for the neder, and so won't be chal and still live with her, yefer. V'im amar, im efshi v'isha nadranis. If I don't want to live with a woman who makes nadarim, so then teitzei shelo b'ksuva. He can divorce her, but without her ksuva. Without her ksuva means it's her fault. We see Rav Meir here holds that it's her fault if the husband's not made fair. But Rav Yossi, Rav Lazar, Omrim, Rav Yossi, Rav Lazar both say, who knows in etzba ben shineh? Because he's not made fair the neder. It's as if he's putting his finger between her teeth. If the husband wants to be made for her, made for the neder, he can. If I don't want a woman who makes nedarim, yeah, it's fine. Yotze, but the eating ksuba, he still has to give her the ksuba because it's his fault.
Stam nazir is 30 days, right?
Yeah.
So should that fit into the 30 day rule?
Stam nazir is 30 days. So then, how does that work with Shmuel? So Shmuel would say. Right, but this is her making the neder, so maybe there's a difference whether he makes the neder or her, she makes
but
the neder.
You'll
see, because the Gemara will bring a difference whether it's him making the neder, because she'll say, we'll just say that she says that if I make the neder and he's not made for it right away, oh, he must hate me. And if she thinks that he hates me, she can't live with her. That's the difference. Well, the Gemara will bring that down also. A little foreshadowing. So the Gemara says, Ipuch. Okay, so that's the problem. Your problem is the sheet of Rav Meir. Switch the sheetas around. You know, Ipuch never works. Ipuch, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Omer, Yehuda, Osein. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, the one who says that it's him putting the finger in the mouth, it's his fault. Rav Yossi, Rav Elazar, Omer, he nasna. It's as if she is. So the Gemara says, Vesavar, Rav Yossi, he nasna. Oh, fine. So now you're putting Rav Yossi into that category of saying that it's her fault. I'll bring you a different proof. Vahatana, that's not the case. Vahatana, Rav Yossi, Omer, in our Gemara Mishnah itself. What was the case? She makes the neder. A neder is made that she's not going to be mitkashes, right? So if she's an ani, right? The Gemara Mishnah says, "Hamadus isho shelo tipkashe be'echa mikol aminim yotzev yitein ksuva." You have to give her a ksuva right away. Rav Yossi says, "No, not right away. Banias shelo nasan kitzva. Only right away if she's an ani and he doesn't give a time frame. And bashiras, if she's ashir, then you have 30 days. But what happens?" So he says, "Baniyah shelo nata kitzva." That's when you're yotzi and give her the ksuva, right? Because, and then we're explaining all the mishnayos now is the case of she makes the neder and he's mekayim it. So what happens here? It's she makes the neder, then I'm not going to be mekashe with one of these besamim. He's mekayim it, and the mishnah says yotzi v'yitein ksuva. So it's he who nasan etzba ben shenel. Right, so it says v'saver of Yosi he nasna v'hat time of Yosi omer baniyah shalom nasan kitzva, and the Gemara in the Mishnah says if it's aniyah shalom nasan kitzva, he has to divorce her right away, and we're establishing the cases of the Mishnayos now, is she's the one who makes the neder, and he's being mekayim it. So if he's being mekayim it, the Mishnah says, Yotzev Yitein Ksuba, that means it's his fault. So how do you say Rav Yossi says that he nasna etzba ben shina, it's really his fault? So they say, okay, so switch again. Ema, Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Omri, hu nasan, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Omri, he nasna. The Gemara says again, huh, but Vesava Rav Yehuda, he nasna. Does Rav Yehuda really say that it's her fault? He nasna, Vahatana, we have a Mishnah that says, Rav Yehuda, Omer, our Mishnah says, Yisrael Yom Echad Yekayim. Rav Yehuda says that with the Yisrael, what was the case again of the Mishnah? Case on top of the Mishnah, it says that Hamadrus Istam Lehenos Lawadlam and Yom Yamit Paranis, Yasser Mekain Yotzi Vitek Suba. Wrong case. Hamadrus Isha Shalot Titom Echad Mikola Peros, Yafter Yosef Vitek Suba. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Bisrael Yom Echad Yekayim Shnaim Yotzi. But Yisrael, he has to divorce her after one day. So, again, we're Mekayim, the Mishnah is a case of it's Benot, Rashi says, Benodre He, Mekayim Hu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Yom Echad Yekayim, he has one day to decide whether or not he wants to keep her neder. But more than that, Yotzev Yitein Ksuba. He has to divorce her and give her the Ksuba. So again, the same Kimta of the Mishnah is, she makes the neder. That's the way the Gemara is learning, that she makes the neder. He has the choice whether to be Mekayim it or not. And Rabbi Yehuda says he has one day. If he's not made for the neder within one day, he has to divorce her and give her the Ksuba. Mashma, it's his fault. Who nasan etzba ben shinah? So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So, Ema, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Omrim, who knows? All three of them will say that who knows? It's his fault. The Rabbi Elazar Amar, he nasna. And Rabbi Elazar is the lone shita who holds the other way around, that it's he nasna, etzba ben shinah. But the Gemara says, okay, but the Brisa is brought down as a Brisa with a parallel. It's two against two. So the Gemara says, Intim Se Omar, Zugi, Zugi Katani. If you want to tell me, okay, fine. You proved to me that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi can't hold that it's her fault. But the Brisa has two on one side, two on the other side. So we say, fine, forget Rav Meir. Even Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, Omer, Him Nasna. Right? Just say it's Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, say Him Nasna. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Omer, who knows? Saying, aye, but then we prove our Stam Mishnah says not like this. So we say, Hastamad, Lok Rav Meir. I guess this rule is an exception from the rule. I don't think I've ever seen this before. The Stam Mishnah, Gemara says, Beferish, the Stam Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. It's like a different Mandamar. Okay? So that's that. Gemara continues, V'sava Rabbi Yossi ba'aniya shalo nasan kitzva. So Rabbi Yossi, what happens? The case is where she makes a neder that I'm not going to be mitkashik with one of these, I'm not going to perfume myself with one of these spices. So he says, ba'aniya, so if she's poor, and he doesn't give a time frame to the time of the neder, he has to be moti here and give her the get. And give her the ksuba. And again, the Mishnah, the kimta of the Mishnah is that she makes the neder, and he has a choice whether to be made for it or not. So now we're saying it's his fault, meaning he had the choice to be made for the neder or not. So the Gemara says, Alma Baal, according to Rabbi Yossi, Baal Matzi Mefer. Is this a case where the Baal can actually be made for her neder? Because the Baal can't be made for any type of neder. There's only certain nedarim that the Baal can do that too. The Riminu will ask Astira, Eilu Dvarim Shabal Mefer. Bryce brings down. It's the Brisa Nedarim Daf Nun Tes. Ayin Tes, sorry. The Brisa brings down, Shabbat, Elo Dvarim Shabbat Mefer Dvarim. Elo Dvarim Shabbat Mefer. What are the things that a Baal can be Mefer? Dvarim Sheyesh Behen Inui Nefesh. Things that are Inui Nefesh. Things that are bodily, things that deprive her body. What's the case? Im Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz. She makes a neder that if I wash my body at a certain time, then I'll never wash again, the way in the Mishnah. Or she makes a neder that I'm not going to wash myself. Im et kashe, im lo es kashe. She makes a neder that if I put on this perfume now, then I won't put on perfume ever again. Or she makes a neder specifically, I'm not going to make, that's how you have to say. Because to say that I make a neder that I'm going to take a bath, no one will say that's inu nefesh. I don't know, taking a bath is not inu nefesh. It's the opposite. Not taking a bath is inu nefesh. So the Rishonim say, Rashi brings down that it's the Rashi did Mashkel im erchatz im lo erchatz bin adarim nefarish lo the amr te aser hanas rechitza lai im erchatz. The hana of rechitza should be aser to me from going forward if I take a bath. But amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says ein elu nidra inu nefesh. No, these aren't nedarim of inu nefesh. One of these things were eskashet. So if it's kashet, putting on perfume is not a neder of inu nefesh, how does Rav Yossi say she can? That's going to be the Gemara's question. How does Rav Yossi say it's his fault that he should have been made for the neder? He can't be made for the neder. But he says elohen nidra inu nefesh. What does Rav Yossi consider inu nefesh? Shelo ochel basar, that I'm not going to eat meat. Shelo eshtei yayin, that I'm not going to drink wine. Shelo et kashet the big day tzivonim. I'm not going to wear I'm not going to wear certain types of colored clothing. And Rashi explains why that's considered inu nefesh, because he says gnai bizoyin hulo misgan elav. If your wife or your woman is not wearing nice clothing, then people make fun of her, and that's considered inu nefesh. So that's a source for buying your wife nice clothing, so people don't make fun of her. So the Gemara, the question of the Gemara is: you see from this brisa that Rav Yossi holds that not being miskashi with a certain besamim is not considered inui nefesh. If it's not inui nefesh, the Baal has no right to be made for the neder. If the Baal has no right to be made for the neder, how can it be his fault when she makes that neder and he's not made for it that he has to give her the ksuva? It can't be his fault. He couldn't have done anything about it. So the Gemara says, "Hachav ma'yaskina." What are we dealing with over here? B'dvarim shebeino lebeino. It's another type of neder. Not only can a Baal be made for the dvarim of inui nefesh, he can be made for the dvarim of beino lebeino. What is beino lebeino? Rashi says, Sam Hameser Sasar, a certain type of besamim that when the woman put it on, and we removed the hair from the makam. So that's the type. So that's the varim bein lebeinah. And he had the right to be made for that neder. If she says I'm not going to use this type of cosmetic because it's varim bein lebeinah. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, that's all fine and dandy. Honey, chlamanda amar dvarim shebein lebeinah habal mafir. That's according to the man damar who says if she decides not to put on this certain sound that removes the hair, that's considered a dvar and beinah lebeinah. El lamanda amar ain't about mayfair, Mike lemaymer. But there's a man damar who says that this is not considered dvar and beinah lebeinah. Just because she doesn't remove the hair, that's not considered dvar and beinah lebeinah. Why? The itmar, because we have a brisa that says dvar and beinah lebeinah. Again, it's talking about this sound, the special thing that removes the hair. Ravuna amar habal mayfair. Ravuna says the bat be mayfair. Ravada brava amar ain't about mayfair. The bal can't be mayfair. Why? Shalom matim shul shemais ba'afar pir. A fox never dies in the pit that he digs. Meaning, if you're familiar with what's going on, you're not going to get hurt by it. The problem they're assuming was if she doesn't remove the hair, then he's going to get hurt when they have tashmish. But he's used to his wife. He knows his wife. So just like the fox is not going to get hurt by the sand, the pit that he digs, he's not going to. That's the marshal. He's not going to get hurt. He's not going to get wounded in this instance because he's familiar with his wife, and therefore it's not considered. It's not a big deal. It's not. Don't be so makvi that she doesn't remove it with this sam. So according to that mandam, we're back to the original question. What was the Baal's fault in this instance that he wasn't made for that forces him to give the ksuba in the instance? So Ella Hachab Maeskinon, what are we dealing with over here? Kigon Ditalinu Likishutal Bitashmish Hamita. She makes a certain neder whereby she's tole Tashmish Hamita with the kishut. What's the case? The Amra, she says, Yaser Hanas Tashmishech Alai. The hana that I get from having tashmish with you should be asur im eskashe, if I put on perfume. Again, there's a lot of sugyas in the darim that when we get there, I guess, you know, when the darim is actually the next masechta we're going to learn, so we get to the nadarim, maybe we should be ma'ayim more in how these work, but it gives us a little bit of an introduction as to what's going to happen, like, I think, December 26th, 27th, I'm not sure, look at the calendar, when we start in the darim. So again, the case is, she says, ye aser hanas tashmish echalai im eskashe. The Amar Rav Kahana, and it goes according to Rav Kahana. The Amar Rav Kahana, Hanos Tashmishe Alecha. If he says that, if she says that your hana, the Hana that I get from Tashmish is usher to me, Kofel Mishamto. He can force her and have bia. Rav Chana explains that this is you can't. How can you force her to have bia? You know, allow to force your wife to have bia. Because no, that's physical force. That's forcing her, you know, with force, with actual physical force. Here it means I'm forcing her to be over on her neder because the neder is not chal. Again, if she doesn't want bia, she doesn't want tashmish, you can't force it. That's aser. But if again, so Rav Chana says hanos tashmishe alecha kofu mishameshto hanos tashmishe alai. So Hanas Tashmish Echalai, if she says the Hana of your Tashmish should be usher to me, like our case, Yafer, he can be made for her. Because you have to be made for it, because you can't have that case, you can be made for the Nedra. So again, so what's going on here? So she says she can't force him to force it to be usher, but she can tola it in something else. She can say, as Rashi says, Yechola Osra Alesh Tehimo Deris, that she's usher, below who? That she's the one who has the iser to do the tashmish, and not him. He going hanos tashmishu alecha. The tzaruchu lahipesh lo yechana dover aser lo. Then he'll have to be made for it if she says that it's aser for him. So what's the case? Our case in the Mishnah is according to this: is she says that the hana of your tashmish should be aser to me if I put on this certain perfume. Okay, so it's Dvarim Beinola Beina, because it's Tashmish. That's Dvarim Beinola Beina. So he should have been made for the Neder. He wasn't made for the Neder, according to Rav Yossi, it's as if he put his finger in her mouth. It's who Nasan Etzba Ben Shineha. Who Nasan Etzba Ben Shineha, we established that Rav Yossi holds, it's his fault, and that's why Yotze V'yitein Tzuba. No? Good, okay. You just have to hold what we're going with. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So she makes this neder. So the Gemara says, velo tiskashe, velo tasher. So let her not put it on, and she won't. Let her not put on any of this perfume, and she won't be usher. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be that. A woman has to put on perfume. It's imkein karola menuvelas. She's a menuvelas. They make fun of her. They call her a menuvel if she's not wearing these certain perfumes, and that's she can't be in that instance. She can't allow her to walk around as being a menuvelas. So the Gemara says, okay, vitiskashe, let her put on the jewelry. Let her put on the jewelry. Viteyaser, and she'll be aser with tashmish. Ile beishamish deisha basos. What I'm saying, why do you have to be motzi her miyad? Beishamish says you have 2 weeks. If you have 2 weeks, if you make a neder that you can't have tashmish with your wife, you have 2 weeks. And Beisilah says you have 1 week. So why in this case does the Gemara say you have to divorce her right away? It's right. Ile beishamish deisha basos. Ile beishilah shabbos achas. So the Gemara says, this is what we said before. Hani mil hecha da adra ihu. That's where he makes the neder. He had the 2 weeks or 1 week distinction according to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Sava Mirtach Rotach Alayu, because she says, you know what? He made the neder because we just were in a fight. He's angry at me. He makes this neder. When he calms down, within 2 weeks or 1 week, when he calms down, then he'll be Matar's neder, and the woman says, I have nothing to worry about. But Hashda Mosiv Daita, and then he'll have Yishuv Adas, and he'll make the neder go away. Aval Hacha the Nadra Ihu, but here she's the one. Again, we establish that she's the one who's making the neder. The Shasik law, and the husband is Shasik. Sovereign, the Ashtik Misna Hu Destanili. The fact that he's she makes the neder, says one Tashmas, and he thinks about it, goes, doesn't say anything. Thinks it's a pretty good idea. So she thinks now that her husband hates her, and if her husband hates her, they can't. The rule is, I guess, they can't. If she thinks her husband hates her, they can't live together. That's the difference. So he has to divorce her and give her the get right away again, because Rav Yossi says it's his fault for not being made for the neder. So comes out. I mean, there's a little bit of a confusing gemaras. It comes out that so we had the first case of the Mishnah is a case where the husband said that the woman can't have hanav from my property. So again, that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. If the neder was for less than 30 days, then the husband provides a parnes for the duration of the vow, and he doesn't have to divorce her. But if the neder was taken for for an indeterminate amount of time, then he must divorce her according to Rav. He has to do it right away. But Shmuel says that he has 30 days in the hopes that you find a way to be not to the neder. Then the Mishnah speaks of a case of a neder of the wife forbidding the wife to benefit from a certain type of fruit. So according to the Tanakhama, even if it was only 1 day duration, he has to divorce her immediately. And according to Rav Yehuda, he only has to divorce her if the duration exceeds 1 day. So based on what the Gemara says, according to Rav, this is a case where the husband makes the neder. That was the husband made the neder, and that was it. And the difference was Stam and Mefarish. But according to Shmuel, it's a case where the wife makes the neder, the husband confirms it, and the wife makes the neder, and the husband confirms it. You can divorce her. You have to divorce her right away. There's no point in delaying it. And the final case of the Mishnah is a case where she makes a neder, where there is a neder to abstain from a certain type of perfume. So according to Rav Yossi, he only has to divorce her if there's a certain time period of the neder. Poor person, if it's a poor woman, then it's if he doesn't put any time at all. If it's a rich woman, it's 30 days. In this case also, it depends on how you learn it. Whether Rav Shmuel, whether it's him who makes the neder or she who makes the neder. We just were going through it all according to Shmuel, because again, the whole line of the Gemara was based on the question of Shmuel. What's the difference? So Shmuel answers that all these cases are where she makes the neder, as whether or not he's Mekayim or he's made for the neder. Quick summary. Art scroll, note number 12 on 71b2 has a nice summary. Okay. So by the next case of the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Omer, but Anius Shalom Nasan Kitzva. If it's Anius, if he makes a neder that you can't adorn yourself with this perfume for a time period, he doesn't give a time period, right? Then he has to divorce her right away. The Kama Kitzva. What's the Kitzva? What Ein La Kitzva? What is the time period? That if it's shorter than that time period, then he has to divorce her. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. Rav Baruchana Amar Rav Yochan, 10 years. 10 years. Rav Chizda Amar Avimi Regel,
The time period is not a set amount of time. It's till the next regel. It's till the next yontif. Shekein benos Yisrael miskashus beregel. Because as we know, the halacha is when it comes to the yom tovim, the women are supposed to, you're supposed to buy, the halacha is you're supposed to buy nice clothing. You're supposed to get dressed up. So if you make the neder, according to this, if you make the neder on erev yontif, you only have one day. If you make the neder now, you'll have till now being December 11th and now being Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you'll have till Pesach. Ubashirus lamid yom, and if she makes the nether, if she's a rich person, he has 30 days. No matter what, there's 30 days. If he's not mafi the nether, quit. Again, according to Rav, it's him making the nether. According to Shmuel, we established the Mishnah, she's making the nether. It's a question whether he's made for her or not. Maishna lamid yom. What's the issue? Why lamid yom? Why 30 days? Amar Abaye, she can't isha chashuva nehenes me'reach kishutel lamid yom. Because an isha chashuva can be nene from the reyach that she perfumed herself with for 30 days. So if he makes the neder, she has 30 days. My question is, what if he makes the neder after she already put perfume on? Like, what if she makes the neder 10 days after she put the perfume on? So the smell's only going to last for her for another 20 days. And the Mishnah doesn't seem to give an answer to that. The Mishnah seems to be assuming that he makes the neder like immediately after she puts on the perfume, so he has 30 days till that wears off. But what's if he makes the neder day 29? Right, so it's still 30 days, but the smell's gonna wear off tomorrow. I don't know. I'm sure there's someone who talks about that because it seems to be a pasha question, but I just didn't see anything. If you do see anything, please let me know. Okay. All right, so if we finish early, it's good too. So a neder was made. Again, not sure whether it's him making the neder or she makes the neder, and he's mafirit, right? Who meaning the father? He makes the neder. Sorry, he makes the neder. His wife can't go to her father's house, to his father-in-law. So bismanchu ima beir, if the father, her father, was with her in the city. If he makes the neder for 1 month, that's okay. She can live with not seeing her father for 1 month. It's got to be early in the marriage. I can't assume that this is later in the marriage. But if he makes it for longer than two months, he has to be longer than 1 month. The Ritva says that it says chodesh echad yikayim and shnayim yotzei. What about the 30 days between 1 month and 2 months? So the Ritva says 2 months means longer than 1 month. So shnayim yotzei v'yitein ksuba, give her the ksuba. But if the father is in a different city, so she's not used to seeing him so often, regel echad yikayim, and she's only, Rashi says, she's only used to really seeing him on the Yom Tovim, which is even bezman hazeh, oftentimes you go to the parents for yontif. So bezman shehu be'ir acheres, regel echad yikayim, she has one regel, if he makes the nether for one regel, he keeps it, but shlosha, but only three, if it's three regalim, yotze v'yitein ksuba. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, what about two? It says one, then it says three. It doesn't talk about two. Gemara will talk about it. Yotzi v'yiteng suba. Next case. Hamader's ishto shlo teilech lebeis ha'avel. He makes a nether, or she makes a nether, and he's not made for it, that she cannot go to, I think the case in this one is that he makes the nether, that she's, it's also for her to go to be menachem avel. All the beis ha'mishne. Or she can't go to the simcha house. She can't go to the wedding. Yotzi v'yiteng suba. He has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Why? If Noel b'fanel. Because he's not allowing her to do mitzvos, and you can't have that situation where the husband's not allowing the wife to do mitzvos. The im hayatoim yishum davar acher, and the Gemara will explain davar acher, but if he has a legitimate reason as to why he's telling her you can't go to this base mishta, assume it's the base mishta, because they're talking about the divrei tiflus, not often is a divrei tiflus by a base avel, but if he has a reason by saying that there's this divrei tiflus at the base mishta, then rashai, he's allowed to make that neder. Amar law, if he says to her, Almanasha Tomi Leploni Masha Amartali. What's the case here? The case is here that the Gemara doesn't explain it, but it's really, he says something's going to be usher to you unless you go ahead and tell Ploni, as Rashi doesn't explain it, you go ahead and tell Ploni the certain things that I told you. Either it's things that are embarrassing to that person, or they're private things that shouldn't be said by the wife in public. Right? So Tomi Leploni Masha Amartali, O Masha Amarti Lach. You should tell Ploni what you said to me, or you should tell Ploni what I said to you, or you should literally fill up the bucket and pour it out into the garbage.
Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. You have to be motzi her right away and give the ksuba. The Gemara is going to give two different explanations of what that case is, and the malim ma'ar la'ashba. Why that's such a bad thing. One thing has to do with a certain type of tashmish, and the other reason is because she looks like a shota if she's filling up the garbage and pouring it out constantly. So the Gemara says, haguf akasha. The Mishnah itself has a kasha in itself. Amarta regel echad yekayim. You say one regel, he can be mekayim. What's that mashma? Mashma, that's shnayim yotze. That two, if he makes the ned there, that she can't go to her father's house for 2 months, he has to be yotze her, but he takes suba. But Ema Seifo, the next part says, Shlosha Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. Only at 3 months he should be motzi her and give the ksuba. Mashma hashnayim yikayim. That two months is okay. And if he makes the net for 2 months, he doesn't have to divorce her and give her the ksuba. So Amar Abaye, no. Seifa asan l'kohenes. The Seifa is a case of the kohenes. Ve Rabbi Yehudahi. And it's Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the guy in the Mishnah who says, not a guy, Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan in the Mishnah who says that, there's a difference between, we make a distinction between a Yisrael and a Kohen because we want to give the Kohen more time, because if the Kohen needs more time because he can't take her back once he divorces her. So the way you meet the Mishnah is, by a Yisraelis, if he makes the nether for 1 month, then she stays. But if he makes the nether for 2 months, then he has to divorce her. But by a Kohenes, if he makes the nether for 1 month or 2 months, he doesn't have to divorce her. Only if he makes the nether for 3 months, then he has to divorce her. That's Abaye's answer. Right? Rabba Bar Ula Amar Lokasha. Rabba Ula says, no, it's not a question. Kam b'redufa, kam b'she'en redufa. We're dealing with, it has to deal with the type of woman. Is this woman a private woman who needs to go often to visit her family? Or is it a woman who doesn't need to go so often to visit her family? If it's a woman who needs to go visit her family often, so then 1 month she can deal with it. 2 months she can't deal with it. If it's a woman who's a little more independent, or maybe it's someone later on in the marriage, I'm not sure, then for 1 month or 2 months, she's okay with not one regular, two regulars, she's okay with not seeing her parents. So Shavuos and Sukkot, she can be home, but come Pesach, she's not making Pesach, she has to go to her in-laws, she has to go to her parents, and that's the case. You have to add a little stuff to it. So now that we talk about the idea of Redufa, the Gemara brings down a little Agadita. So the Pasuk says, it's Pasuk in Shir Shirim, it says, Ani choma v'shadai kimigdalos, az hayisi be'enav kimotsos shalom. Then I will be in his eyes like this wonderful person. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kichala shen nimsa'es shlema v'beis chameha, u'reduf v'leilech lahagit shilcha v'beis aviyah. This is talking about the relationship is at such a point where the wife is so beloved in the house of her in-laws, her husband and her mother-in-law and her father-in-law love her so much, she's waiting to run home, she's redufa, to run home to her father to tell her father about the special relationship she has with her new family. And so that's brings down another pasuk. Next pasuk the Gemara brings down is Gemara in Hosea. Pasuk says, "V'haya b'yom ahu nu'um adonai tikri ishi v'lo tikri li od bali." You're going to call me an ishi, right? V'lo tikri li od bali. What does that mean? You're going to change me from an Isha to a Bala, because I guess at one stage, when I'm still in my father's house, you call me one name. But our relationship, the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to change, that we're going to become Bali. It's going to be as if we're in the house, our relationship's going to be so strong, it's as if we're in the house of our father-in-law, which means we're totally out of our father's house, we're into our husband's house, and that's the relationship that, you know, Asid Lovo, we're expecting to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll continue. Hamader is ishto. The case was brought down. Someone makes a neder. You can't go to a base mishdeh, or you can't go to a base avel. So the Gemara says, if you do that, then the neder is not chal. Neder is chal. You have to divorce her and give her a ksuba because you're being noel delos. You're not letting her do mitzvahs. So bishlam ala base mishdeh equal noel b'fanel. Okay, by the base mishdeh, you're being noel something for her. What are you being noel from her? Rashi says, delos shel simcha, v'bikul tzar. You're being noel the delos of simcha, because she can go to a wedding. Why would you not let her go to a wedding? Ela base avel, my noel b'fanel. What are you closing in front of her? So I said it just basically because you're closing mitzvahs. The Gemara says, ika tana, the reason what you're being noel for her, because there's a tana that says, l'machar hi mesa, right? If she doesn't go to the house of the avel, you know, maybe, you know, tomorrow, the next day, whenever, she's gonna pass away. The ain't called Beria Softa, and no one's gonna be masked her, because she's not going to the, if she's not going to someone's base avel, no one's gonna come for her. Vika da Amri,
Ein kol beria sofna. No one's going to bury her. Right? And it's a machlokes. Tanya hayar Rav Meir Omer. Bryce says Rav Meir you'd say, my diksiv tovel lechel beis avel milechas al beis mishnah. Why is the pasuk? I think it's Koheles. The pasuk says it's better to go to a house of an avel as opposed to a house of happiness. Basheru sof kol adam v'chai yitein alivo. Right? It's better to go to a house of an avel because you go there and you'll pay attention. Right? My v'chai yitein alivo. It's dvarim shel misa because you're going to pay attention to the dvarim shel misa, the things that come about death. To suffer yaspudena, because if she's maspid somebody, they're going to be maspid you. To cover yikurena, if you cover somebody, they'll you'll get buried. Didil yidulene, Rashi says, if you raise up your voice in bechi, then they'll do the same thing for you. Delive you'll live any. If you're malav the mace, then they'll be malav you, right? The ta'an yitonenena. I'm not sure what that is, and that if they. So if you carry the body, right? For instance, if you're loving the body, ones if you carry the body, then they'll carry you also. So it's almost like in order for you to get these things for when you die, you have to do that for other people.
You associate mitzvahs to the dead person as a chesed shel emes because you're never going to get paid back. And here we're saying right. Do it because you don't know who's going to do it for you.
That's a good point. I don't know. That's
that particular person can't pay you back.
She's concerned that it's her concern. She's concerned that if I'm not going to be.
Right, but he's saying she's just concerned. She's just concerned if I don't do it. That's why it's being null. That's why it's being null delis.
Right.
So
it would be out from Koheles that this idea though. It's not just.
Right, but what you say, it could be that it's Cheshit Shel Emes. It's a Cheshit Shel Emes to this individual person because. Yeah. All right. So we'll pick up from here tomorrow. We finished a little early, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah.